I'm going to begin in Judges chapter 13. I'm reading from the International Standard Version of the Bible. It goes like this. Sometime later, the Israelites again practiced what the Eternal considered to be evil. So the Eternal handed them over to the dominion of the Philistines for 40 years. There was one man from Zorah, from the family of the descendants of Dan, whose name was Manoah. Since his wife was infertile, she hadn't borne children. One day, the angel of the Eternal presented himself to the woman. Now, the angel of the Eternal is a very special person in the Old Testament and often equated with God. In the book of Judges, chapter 2, it goes like this. Now he, the angel of the Eternal, came upon Gilgal, and he said, I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land which I have sworn to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Now notice the angel of the Eternal is saying, I brought you up out of Egypt. I made the covenant. I won't break my covenant. And as for you, you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of the land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed me. Now, who's saying this? The angel of the Eternal. The angel of the Eternal is speaking in the first person, God. So the angel of the Eternal comes to the woman, the wife of Manoah, and he says, hello. He greeted her. Though you are infertile at this time and haven't borne a child, you are about to conceive and give birth to a son. Well, you know, that's very reminiscent. How many women who were infertile got a call from God and were made to have a baby? Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Hannah, and Elizabeth, all those women, five other women, were approached by the angel of God or a divine person and made to have a baby. So be sure, he says, now, you're going to have a son. So he says in verse 4, be sure you don't drink any wine or any intoxicating thing, and don't eat anything unclean, because, behold, or surprise, the word behold is like surprise for you, you're going to conceive and give birth to a son. Don't put a razor on his head, because the young man will be a Nazarite, dedicated to God from inside the womb. He will begin to deliver Israel from the domination of the Philistines. Then the woman went to tell her husband. She said, a man of God appeared to me. He looked like what an angel of God would look like. Very, very frightening, she said. He's very frightening. I didn't ask him where he had come from, and he didn't tell me his name. He told me, surprise, you're going to conceive and give birth to a son. And as for you, be sure that you don't drink wine or any intoxicating thing and don't eat anything unclean, because the young man will be a Nazarite dedicated to God from the womb. So she's telling her husband, Manoah, you know, this angel came to me. And this is what he said. Don't put any razor on him until he dies. Until the day he dies. So Manoah prayed to God. So now Manoah says, what, an angel came to you? Now, here's Manoah. I'm the boss, right? I'm the head of the family, right? I'm the husband. But where did the angel go to? He didn't go to the husband. So he says, Manoah prayed to the Eternal. He says in verse 8, please, Eternal, have the man of God whom you have sent before come again so he can instruct us what to do on behalf of the child who is to be born. What are we supposed to do with this child? We're not supposed to drink any grape juice or any intoxicating thing or anything from the vine. Well, what are we supposed to do? So in verse 9, God listened to Manoah's request, and the angel of the Eternal came again to the woman. Once again, he didn't. So Manoah says, hey, God, please send this angel so, you know, we can get some instructions. So the angel of the Eternal came again. Who did he come to? Manoah's wife. As she was sitting in the pasture. He's sitting out in the pasture, probably under a shade tree or something, but her husband Manoah wasn't with her. So the woman ran quickly to tell her husband, look, the man that came the other day, he's come back. He's appeared to me. So, verse 11, Manoah got up quickly, followed his wife, and when he came to the man, he told him, are you the man that spoke to my wife? He said, I am. Verse 12, Manoah said, Now then, what you have said occurs, what's to be the young man's way of life? What's his purpose? What should he do? What's his work? Then verse 13, the angel of the eternal. So who it is? Angel of the eternal replied to Manoah, just have your wife be careful to carry out in everything that I have told her. She must not consume anything extracted from grapevines, including wine or anything intoxicating, and she must not eat anything unclean, doing everything that I commissioned her to do. Now, there is no razor on the child's head. Now, you'll remember the vow in the book of Numbers 6. Here's the Nazirite vow, and here are the requirements. If you vow the vow of a Nazirite and you dedicate yourself to the eternal, here's what it says in verse 3, Numbers 6, verse 3. He shall abstain from wine. Now, by the way, a man or a woman could become a Nazirite. He shall abstain from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar, whether made from wine or strong drink. Nor shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh or dried grapes. You can't even eat a grape if you're a Nazirite. All the days of his separation, he shall not eat anything that is produced from the grapevine, from the seeds even to the skin. All the days of his vow of separation, no razor shall pass on his head. He shall be holy until the days are fulfilled. For what he has separated himself to the eternal, he shall let the locks of his head grow long. All the days of his separation to the eternal, he shall not go near a dead person. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or his mother or his brothers or his sisters, nor when they die. In other words, if they die, he's not to go to their funeral, or he's not to bury them, he's not to do any of that. He's not to make himself unclean because of the separation to God on his head. He has taken a vow to be a Nazirite. That's what he's decided to do. So those were the rules of the Nazirite. So the angel is the angel of the eternal here is repeating some of those that were in Numbers chapter 6. Dropping down now, Judges 13, verse 15. Manoah responded to the angel of the eternal, please, let us detain you for a while, and we'll prepare a young goat for you. Please stay with us. You know, don't go off again. Let's visit a while. I'll fix a young goat. We'll have a nice dinner. You sit around. We'll get you some wine and so on. The angel of the eternal answered in verse 16, answered Manoah, if you detain me, I won't be eating your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, you'll be making a sacrifice to the eternal. Then the angel of the eternal said this because Manoah didn't know that he was the angel of the eternal. He thought he was a man, but he didn't know which angel. He's the angel of the eternal. That phrase, the angel of the eternal, is a special category of angels. The angel of the eternal. Now you have a very similar situation with Gideon. You remember when the angel of the eternal appeared to Gideon. What did Gideon say in chapter 6 of Judges? Judges 6, verse 18. Please do not depart from here, he said to the angel, until I come back and bring out my offering and lay it before you. And he said, I will remain here until you return. Then Gideon went and he prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from the ephah of flour, and he put the meat in the basket and broth in a pot, and he brought them out to the angel under the oak tree, and he presented them. Verse 20 of Judges chapter 6, he says this. The angel of the eternal said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on the rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the eternal put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and it sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat. And in other words, fire did. Fire sprang up from the rock, consumed the meat and the broth and the unleavened bread. Then the angel of the Eternal vanished from his sight. So Gideon said, he saw the angel of the Eternal. Could you stay a while? Let me go. I'll go get something and we'll prepare something for you, you know. Well, Manoah said that same thing. Manoah said, hey, stay a while. But the angel says, I won't eat any of it. You want to prepare it? Prepare it for an offering to the Eternal, and it'll be an offering to the Eternal. So, verse 17, Manoah asked the angel of the Eternal, what's your name? What's your name? Because when what you've said happens, we would like to glorify you. We'd like to praise you. We'd like, you know, I mean, you're telling us we're going to have a baby, and we'd like to praise you. What's your name? The angel of the Eternal answered, why are you asking about my name? It's wonderful. Now, the word wonderful, the King James Version says it's secret. Because this Hebrew word wonderful means it's incomprehensible. You'll not understand it. It's incomprehensible to you. Why are you asking my name? It's wonderful. You know, the same word, virtually same root word, is used here in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, where it reads this way. For the child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful. Incomprehensible. You won't understand it. You can't conceive of it. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. But one of the words is wonderful. Yeah, why are you asking my question? Because you're not going to, it's incomprehensible to you. The things that God does, you know, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. They're incomprehensible to us. It's incomprehensible that God would send his son, whom he loves, as a propitiation for our mistakes and our sins. That's incomprehensible. It's wonderful. It makes you wonder. So we have Manoah. He said, well, what's your name? He said, why are you asking my name? Because it's wonderful. It's incomprehensible. It's beyond you. So verse 19, Manoah prepared a young goat and a grain offering, and he offered it on a boulder. Let's just take this boulder rock. That'll be like an altar. We're going to take this piece of rock, make it on there. And he offered the boulder to the Eternal, who kept on performing, listen to this, who kept on performing miracles while Manoah and his wife watched continually. Who was it? Who was there? The angel of the Lord, the Eternal. Manoah puts this stuff on this boulder, and the Eternal keeps performing miracles while they watched continually. And verse 20, when the burnt offering was engulfed in flames that sprang up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Eternal ascended in the flame that came from the altar. So he put it on this rock, which served as an altar, and all of a sudden the flames come flying up from this rock like somebody turned on gas jets, and all this stuff is consumed, and all this smoke and flame and fire is going up into heaven, and all of a sudden the angel of the Eternal gets up in that fire and shoots up into heaven himself. The angel of the Eternal ascended in the flame that came from the altar. And when Manoah and his wife observed this, they collapsed on their faces to the ground. The angel of the Eternal then did not appear again to Manoah or to his wife. And then Manoah knew confidently that the visitor had been the angel of the Eternal. He knew that. So now, you've seen this powerful display. The angel shoots up in the flame and gone now. You see this miraculous power. The angel is now given you a statement. He's now told you you're going to have a baby. You're now going to, you're going forward with this. He's given you the instruction of what to do. And then Manoah says in verse 22, he told his wife, "We're going to die. We're going to die for sure because we've seen God. We've seen God." Now, in the book of Exodus, chapter 33 and verse 20, it says, "You cannot see my face and live, for no man can see me and live." That's what it says. In Genesis 16, you'll remember when Hagar was going to be sent away, the angel of the Eternal came to her, said, "Behold, you are with child, you will bear a son, you shall call his name Ishmael, because he has given heed to your affliction. And he will be a wild donkey of a man, his hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. He will live in the east of his brothers." And then she called the name of the Eternal who spoke to her. She said, "You are a God who sees." See, the angel of the Eternal came to Hagar, and she says, "That's God. That's God." And she said, "Have I remained here? Can I remain here alive after seeing him?" So she even doubted whether she could be still alive after seeing the angel of the Eternal, because can anyone look on God and live? The answer is no. So Manoah says, "We're going to die." Okay, he knows some of this background. "We are going to die for sure because we have seen God, and you can't see God and live." Now, in every couple, you know, some couples are exactly the same, and some couples are different, and different people are different, but oftentimes there'll be one of the other couple who will kind of jump to conclusions, and you know, they'll see something part way, and then they get all excited, and there, and Manoah was the guy, we're going to die, you know, sort of like the old Jackie Gleason when he played the Ralph Cramden, you know, "Well, also it's going to do it. We're going to, this is going to happen. We're on the, well, Ralph, calm down, Ralph, you know." But here's Manoah. "We're going to die for sure. We saw the Eternal. He's going to kill us. He's just going to kill us now. That's it." But his wife let him kind of rattle on. But listen to her reply. Verse 23. But his wife replied to him, "If the Eternal..." She didn't say, you know, "You're being stupid. Don't be stupid. You know, you're being silly. You're crazy. Get that out of your head." There's no pejorative words here. There's no put down of her husband. She's just calm. She starts to reason, and listen to her reasoning. "If the Eternal..." She doesn't say, "You're wrong." Notice that. She didn't say, "You don't know what you're talking..." Listen, "You don't know what you're talking about, Manoah. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're being silly." She doesn't say any of that. She says, "If the Eternal had intended to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering from us. He wouldn't have shown us all these things, and he wouldn't have permitted us to hear these things, things like this. Would he? Would he have done that? If the Eternal had thought, would he have gone through all this to us? He wouldn't have, would he?" What a beautiful way, you know, she just said, if the Eternal was going to kill us, you know, he showed us all this, he did all this, why would he have done that? That's all she said. She doesn't do any more, he doesn't say any more, and that's the end of the conversation between them. But in every situation, you notice how talking it over, you have to have more than one perception. You have to have, his perception was, "We've seen God, and no one can see God and live. God's going to kill us." She says, "Well, if God wanted to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted this offering from us. He wouldn't have shown us all these things. He wouldn't have given us all this instruction. Would he?" Later on, the woman gave birth to a son. She called his name Samson. Now, Samson, the word comes from the Hebrew word that has the word sun in it, S-U-N. S-U-N, Samson, but it has, the Hebrew has the word S-E-M-E-S, which means son. And most likely, it was named by his parents in anticipation of his sun-like strength. He had strength like the sun, and the Bible talks about like the sun in its full strength. You see it in the book of Judges in chapter 5, verse 31. It says, "Thus let all your enemies, O Eternal, but let those who love him be like the rising of the sun in its might." And the land was undisturbed for 40 years. Let it be like the rising of the sun in its might. Samson, he's going to be like the rising of the sun. And in Psalm chapter 19, verses 4 and 5, it says about the word that's gone out, "Their line has gone through all the earth, their utterances to the end of the world. In them he placed a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of the chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course." Samson, named after the sun in its full strength, powerful man, and because he was a Nazarite. The child grew strong, and the Eternal blessed him. Then the spirit of the Eternal began to rouse him where the tribe of Dan was encamped between Zorah and Eshtaol. And you know the rest of this. Chapter 14 tells you all about Samson. Here's a woman. She's out in the field. Her husband's working. And she gets a call, a visit from the angel of the Eternal. She tells her husband. She gets a call from the angel of the Eternal. She tells her husband, and her husband says, I'm going to pray to God. I want to see this man. He comes back a second time to this woman. He gets all shaken up. "We're going to die. We're going to die. God's going to kill us." She says, "If God were going to kill us, would he have taken our grain from our hands? Would he have shown us all these miracles? Would he have led us and talked to us like this?" She was a diligent, caring wife with strong reasoning powers. But you know what? We don't know her name. Her name is never mentioned in the Bible. All we know was that she was Manoah's wife.